talk about Trent Green. Because it seems to me that ever since, we talked about concussions before, I don't care if it clears the medical staff, if you look at Roethlisberger and if you look at Trent Green, they're guys that just did not play at the same level. They may be able to do well in practice, but the speed in a regular season game is different, and the speed in a playoff game is even more difficult to adjust to. It looks like Trent Green is not processing well. He's not throwing accurately. A lot of the passes were a little bit off target. How do you rate his performance?
Not very good. Not compared to what I've seen in the past from Trent Green. Generally, you know, he was right on the numbers when he was throwing the football. Very accurate passer. But a lot of throws were, my goodness, down at people's ankles and, you know, slow in getting there. And just not the zip that he had on in the previous years when he passed for over 4,000 yards. So, you know, he says he's all right. But his performance tells me that maybe he isn't all right. Because that's not the guy. Bear in mind, you know, the pass protection has not been very good this year for Kansas City. I mean, the quarterback does not have the luxury of standing back there and looking around, analyzing what defenses are in, and that with the ball in his hands. He's got to get back, get set to fire that ball because the pressure is going to be on. If you saw the game that the, you know, Jordan Black had a heck of a time with Freeney over there. I mean, geez, he was in the lap of the quarterback all afternoon long. Jason Dunn, the tight end, was put on injured reserve because he's got some disc problems in his back. He has played, I guess, a couple of games with that problem, but, you know, I think, you know, he might say, well, I could have played. I'm a tough guy, but, hey, just ask some of my ex-teammates about how tough you can be, you know, later on in life when that thing comes back to really haunt you, because back problems are problems that really don't go away. So for Trent Green, you know, of course, you can understand the cry here. Damon Hewitt did so exceptionally well when Trent was out, and they're all crying for Damon Hewitt in the ball game. A lot of people thought when the second half started, when they hadn't even had a first down, that maybe Herm Edwards would change quarterbacks. Because I say that because during the week he was asked, "Would you do that?" He said, "This is sudden death." He said, "You got to win this game. You got to find a way to win it." And you know, yeah, I'd make that move in a heartbeat. But to surprise a lot of people, that he didn't make that move.
What about the fact that a quarterback has some responsibility to put two hands on the ball to protect the ball when he's under pressure? In other words, it looks as if somebody's getting close to Trent and they hit him, the ball's coming out. Is there anything else he can do, or is it just that he's not capable of that right now and some other quarterbacks simply are better at it?
I don't know whether he's trying to desperately to make a play or what, but the intelligent thing is this. You know, you can't, as a quarterback, you can't block. I mean, you're back there, you need some time. If it's not there, then you have to cover that football. You cannot afford to turn it over. He did it against Jacksonville as well when Kansas City was ahead. They were fortunate that they didn't score on that turnover when he coughed up the football. But he did it again Saturday against Indianapolis when, you know, he's trying to do a little scrambling or moving, but the first thought should be protect the football. A lot of times during the course of the season, he's trying to make plays, Nick, and he gets outside the pocket. When they put that rule in, hey, you can throw the ball away without any penalty. And he's trying to run and do things like that. In a Jacksonville game, he's running with it, trying to pick up yardage instead of throwing it out of bounds, gets his cleats stuck in the turf and twists his ankle. And I don't know if that was a factor in that ball game Saturday against the Colts, whether that ankle was bothering him or not, but his footwork is not what it used to be.